Zanwo with you on Triple J on this Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning. Let's keep it rolling.
A lot of people say it's difficult to sound like your record.
Yeah.
Well, it's the opposite. There isn't anything like live. Records will never come up to a live performance.
No.
And I found, I mean, and that's just, I'm speaking from my experience, you know, seeing a lot of people play. And the really great bands sound better live than they do on record. And I've seen it happen over and over and over again.
Any kind of a new something comes under scrutiny. You know, somebody came out one time and said that Earth is not flat, it's round, and all kinds of bodies of very intelligent men sat there and said, this guy's a nut, he's a fool. And so you do come upon that stuff if you're a pioneer in anything, the establishment or something looks upon the new thing. And but that's kind of a gauntlet that every new thing has to come through, and survival of the fittest is what will out. You know, nature builds in those things, I imagine, for a reason. I've invested over the past 10 years about, I figured up, I don't know, a couple hours a day, I would imagine, meditation for about how many years, 10 years.
When you meditate, does your music come into it?
Sometimes. I wrote 50 songs in the first couple of months.
Yeah.
I said, already, quit with the songs. It got to be ridiculous. Every time I go to the elevator or go up to my room or out on a walk or something, and there you go, another song comes out.
People say that George Harrison's music's been adversely affected by this. Do you think it might adversely affect yours?
Well, no, I think that, couldn't adversely affect it. You know, that's taken into consideration. They'd have to have a control group to prove something like that. They'd have to have a George Harrison that meditated and a George Harrison that didn't meditate. And that's pretty rough to do.
Triple J, back in 1978.
If anybody else tried to tour without a hit on the radio at the time when they toured, they would die. Yet the Beach Boys could come now, they could come back in another 3 years without having another hit. Yet you guys could still, there's the legendary Beach Boys in there. Why do you think people keep coming back?
I think other than us having a lot of nerve, I think that it must be the music. I think firstly it's the music.
On the Beach Boys music, what would be your favorite tracks that you do live on stage?
Well, first of all, there's a couple of different responses we get. One is a more inner emotional response, like for Surfer Girl or In My Room, something like that. And then the one is the more spontaneous, happy, jump up and down kind of thing, like you get on Fun, Fun, Fun or Surfing USA.
Let me start in the beginning. In the early days, we were very young, and we were dealing with people who were much older than us and had different ideas, and sometimes someone a little older than you, they don't have the patience. And now, 15, 16 years later, we're dealing with people our own age, like in right now. So I can relate more to someone my own age, it seems like, and with CBS, that is the case.
When was the first time you felt the Beach Boys as a group really got that? Their act together as far as an album went, really reached that sound that you were aiming for?
Actually, the very first one.